I'm Maggie Keary. I'm head of English at Charlton Park Academy, and I'm with Year 11 class, Heathrow. And today we have a fantastic visitor, Jonathan, who's a young poet, who's come to talk to us and read some of his work, and we're going to share some of our work with him. So the first person today to read is going to be Rachel.
The beauty of a black cat, the beauty of a grey cat, the beauty of a coloured cat, the beauty of a blue cat, the beauty of a pink cat, the beauty of a green cat, the beauty of a new cat, the beauty of a fat cat, the beauty of a small cat, the beauty of a missive cat, the beauty of a white cat, the beauty of cat's kittens.
And here. Okay. Noodles. Noodles. Square. Hurry. Square. Sickle. Da-da. Cooking. What? Two. Oi, potato, cheese, a, pig, mow, sugar, cheese.
And your name is?
Hey, it's Neil.
And your poem was called Noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Lewis. Yeah. The artist who loves to draw, the artist on the floor. The artist who loves to paint, the artist who's very quaint. Brushes, paint, canvas and clay. Who's the best artist? Why, it's me, yay.
Autumn. Red berries are small, dead flowers, all flowers, grey sky. Cloudy, foggy and misty, cold and rainy, wet. Grass and no rain, no sun. Calm and quiet, birds are whistling, fruits and vegetables, and tomatoes to be harvested. Green and yellow leaves, very colourful, squirrels catching for food, birds flying in gloomy nights. The leaves are still on the ground.
And that was Sasindu's poem.
And I'm Michael. Chinese food, you are my favourite food. You are so tasty for me to eat. You are so very hot for my tummy. You are so slicy and saucy. You are so wriggling like a bar for a genie.
Lucy, table tennis, the beauty when I hit ping pong ball hard. The beauty of doing exercising, the beauty of doing warm-up, the beauty of getting my bat, the beauty getting my ball, the beauty.
Fajitas, fajitas, fantastically are gorgeous at lemme, they are tasty and fantastically make me happy, they are brilliant, spicy hot, I like it a lot.
And your name is?
Abigail.
Abigail! Oh!
So, I think we've talked about this before, but have any of you ever had strange dreams at night? No one? Okay, well, I've had lots of strange dreams. Once upon a time, I dreamt that I was driving on a bus and the bus crashed into my house. And then I turned into a chicken and I flew away, which is strange because chickens can't fly as well. A strange, strange dream. And now, Jonathan's going to read us a poem about a very strange dream that he had.
Titled his dreamscape. He stood at my desk, hand drenched in strawberry jam, flicking through my notebook, leaving his crimson mark, as seven men in mud-stained hazmat suits deposited a chicken on my lap. Then he barked, "You'll have to leave," and chucked me out. I felt like a spectator to a fight. A roadside scrap or football match. Who knows, they couldn't do nothing. Yet feels they should break them up or cheer harder. What do you think it means? His jam kept calling. So I left and joined the line outside, marched up the tower's mossy spiral to my next appointment. I can't recall what happened after that, but I think he barked, "You'll have to leave again," and chucked me out.
It's a fantastic poem. Has anyone got any comments to make about the poem? Anything they thought about the poem? Your hands up if you've got some comments, please.
It was brilliant.
Abigail, it was brilliant.
Did you enjoy the poem?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Right. How did it make you feel? Think about how did it make you feel? Did it make you happy, sad? What did you feel when you were listening to it?
Happy.
What words would you have to describe the poem? Think about it for a moment. You know, all of you know lots of different words to describe a poem. Hands up if you think of a word to describe the poem.
Beauty.
Excited.
Mama say, I miss you, Kokotomaki.
Superb.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Jonathan, could you tell us why you wrote the poem and how it came about and why you wrote it in the way you did and how it felt when you were writing it and what you wanted people to feel?
Yeah, so I'm at university at the moment and we have a creative writing course. So basically it started when we were told to write a poem from the perspective of an idea of a dream. But I basically chose to write it from a dream that I'd had. A lot of people just sort of went with the idea of dreams in general, but I thought to actually write down a dream that you'd had, because not many people write their dreams down, and not many people who write them down in poetry. I just thought it would be a nice original thing to do.
When you were listening to the poem, how did you thought it was fantastic, but did you feel like you could understand it? Yeah. Did anyone feel that they actually felt that they had the same feeling sometime in their life? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you write poems, do you enjoy writing poems?
Yes.
Yes? Why do you, try and just think for a moment, why do you enjoy writing the poems so much? Because we write stories and you enjoy that, but I always notice you always smile when you're writing poems. Is it, how do you feel when you're writing the poem, who do you think you're writing about?
Basically, when I write a poem, I basically feel better about myself and what's happened before. So that's why I like writing poems.
That's fantastic. And do you feel when you're reading a poem, do you feel like you're linked to the person that has written the poem? Do you want to tell us how you feel, Abigail?
Good.
Jonathan, do you think you could read us one more poem? Just one you choose? Because I think, would we like to have another poem?
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay, so I've been doing persona poems in my courses where you think of the perspective of somebody else and you write from what you imagine that they would think of. And I had to do a poem about the senses, and I thought it would be interesting to do a poem called Synesthesia, basically about somebody whose senses are disjointed and don't quite match up like most people's. So it's talked about senses, but it's deliberately not quite what you'd expect. I have come to this warehouse to escape. Brown boxes litter silent shelves, forming nooks and alleyways for me to wander. Dust flows past like a charcoal cinder, wind plucked from a fireplace inferno. Odd that solitude should be so warm. Is someone there? No, just the vent, churning the air into a muggy paste, like the taste of a hot summer day. So I don't think I'll leave. The boxes and shelves are silent. They block my ears from flapping maws and eyes from shrieks. I love them.